Hey, look who just walked in the door this morning. It is Sarah Kenzie, who I yell at pretty much daily, not in a bad way, but only because she's right next to me in the hallway, and I always have computer questions. Hey, Sarah, how do you do this?
You just yell through the door.
Right through my, because she's the expert at it. Sarah, you're the expert.
I don't know about that, but I just yell right back when you yell at me.
She does. And it's in a fun way. It's like, Sarah, how do you do this? But anyway, she is with us this morning on this Tech Tuesday. And Sarah, you always put out wonderful emails on the afternoon talking about things that are happening at Monterey Radio. And I know you've got another one going out today.
That is correct.
All right. Well, you have a whole lineup of things that'll be in this email. So let's talk a few things that you have coming out. Yesterday, we had the chance to interview Natalie Wood. She is the new executive director at Catholic Charities of Oregon, and that's on your list.
That's right. David, I loved your conversation with Natalie. We've gotten to know her a little bit just in conversation, and she was giving us an update now that she's here, because the last time you talked to her, she hadn't quite moved from Texas yet.
Right.
And now she's here and getting settled in and just loving the community and the staff there. And she really goes into a lot of detail how they help refugees and migrants and all the services that they provide. And I loved your conversation with her, David, because she really gives you kind of an inside look into, you know, challenges that they might be facing that we might not think about, you know, simple things that we take for granted,
right?
Like, how do you work a stove here, like, versus, you know, in another country? Or, you know, how do you use, you know, the phone system here versus somewhere else? And so she really just gives a great inside look, ways that we can help as well, and all the services that are available.
Yeah, and that's what I love about your emails that you send out too, is that if folks didn't get a chance to hear the interviews, in this case with Natalie Wood yesterday, They can link on to the interview through your email. And that's such a nice service because, you know, not everybody can get up in the morning and they're off to work already and don't have that opportunity to hear these interviews. So here is a great chance to do that. So, yeah, I appreciate those emails.
Well, every week, almost every week here at Monterey Radio, I also get an opportunity to talk with, he's become my good friend, Terry Ross. His show is The Glory of the Mass. What I have been able to learn just in our discussions and our previews on his show, the things about the different composers and the music they wrote for the Mass, his depth of knowledge is incredible.
Oh, it is.
And that's one of the shows that you're also highlighting, The Glory of the Mass. It's a full hour of beautiful sacred music. Tell us more.
That's right. So we're highlighting the episode for this coming Sunday. And what I like that Terry's been doing lately is he's been doing a focus on a particular composer. So each month he's been highlighting a certain composer. So this episode features a whole mass setting. So, you know, like the Gloria, the Holy, the Lamb of God, those type of parts. By a Italian composer of Renaissance music, and I'm going to butcher his name, but I'm going to try. I'm trying to learn from this show. Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina, and Terry's going to say it much better. So go listen to the episode. Just a beautiful set of music. He also talks about the Feast of St. Francis, which I know we were just hearing about Father Dan earlier this morning, but his St. Francis's feast day is coming up on October 4th. Terry talks about his life a little bit and then has a really beautiful setting of the song All Creatures of Our God and King, which is based on the work of St. Francis. And it's just a really unique arrangement, like lots of different brass instruments with the organ and then different vocals, and like the volume and the tone kind of changes a lot. So just a beautiful setting that I encourage you to go listen to.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and one of our discussions in one of our preview episodes, too, I had said that to Terry, that, wow, this orchestra is amazing. And he says, Brenda, that's not an orchestra. He said, that's all done with an organ, that it actually even sounds like trumpets, some of those big pipes and horns, all played by that beautiful organ.
That's really cool. So again, this is coming out in Sarah's email, heading to your mailbox this afternoon. Which makes me beg the question, too, if folks aren't on your email list, how do they do that?
All they have to do is go to the homepage of our website and just scroll down, and there's a little button that says sign me up, and then you can also sign up through the app.
Okay, very good. And again, we have events of the week that you feature on your email. This week's event, this is a biggie, the Rosary Bowl.
That's right. So if you have not had the chance to go to the Rosary Bowl, it's the 16th annual gathering. It's going to be in Salem, and this Saturday. It's got mass, confessions are offered, a keynote by Deacon James Thurman, the rosary, music. One thing I really want to highlight that people don't know about is there's a Eucharistic miracles exhibit, and this is the exhibit actually begun by Blessed Carlo Acutis, and it's now the Vatican exhibit. So encourage people to check that out.
Perfect. Oh,
and you know what's exciting too, because I'm also going to have an opportunity this week. There is going to be an opportunity. So please, if you are planning to go, I believe it is that New Heritage Girls Troop are collecting diapers at Rosary Bowl. Any size, just bring a package of diapers and drop it off at their booth and then attend the Rosary Bowl. But I'm going to get more information on that, so tune into the Morning Blend. Sarah Kenzie is joining us today. She is the digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio, giving us a preview of what is hitting inboxes today.
Yeah, and this is an important one. Your last item here that we have coming up was Share-a-thon, of course, October 10th through the 14th. And you're going to have a list of ways how you can help.
That's right. And so all the information will be there. But a quick version is you can give to our matching fund now. You can also really help us spread the word using our social media toolkit. We really rely on you, our listeners, getting the word out about the Share-a-thon. That's how we get, you know, our operating budget for the year. And then pray for us. You know, those are the three big things. And we'll include links on how to do that in the email.
Yeah, because you really mentioned in what you'll see in the email is that, you know, you can share with folks like you said, through Facebook or any of the social media platforms to let people know Share-a-thon is going on and promote it.
Oh, absolutely. And while Share-a-thon is happening, you should absolutely be on Mater Dei Radio's Facebook page and our Instagram account, because Sarah, you keep dropping pictures from the week, who's coming up. Some beautiful testimonies of people talking about praying from the heart. So thank you very, very much for all of that. And boy, looking forward to this afternoon's email for sure. So again, that is Sarah Kenzie, the digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio. As David said, if you are not getting those emails, well, you need to be, because they are fantastic. They come every week. So you want to go over to our webpage, materdeiradio.com. There's information on there about how you can sign up. Also, download the Hail Mary Media app. All that information is there. And of course, you also have access to great shows and interviews, like the one with the Catholic Charities, David, you did, and the Glory of the Mass.
And Sarah, I promise I won't yell any computer questions at you today.
Thank you. I appreciate that, David.